Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, all you got to do is call in, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on our Tuesday episode on the podcast. And today we have a question from Julia.
Hi, Annette and Sarah. My name is Julia, and I am the owner of Helm Haven in Southern Maryland. We purchased a home that is 20 years old, and around the 20-year mark, a lot of appliances like water heaters and HVAC tend to die. I am wondering if I can get your guidance on whether it's worth proactively replacing these units or whether we should wait until something happens or some sort of middle ground. I'm really nervous about possibly HVAC going out, AC going out during our high season and having to refund things. What do you do in these situations? Thanks so much.
Quite appropriate because Annette and I just got back from AHR, which is the largest HVAC and refrigerant trade show in the world. And it was so fun.
And it's appropriate. The first thing that we want to start with, Julia, is at this show, and an answer to your question is, they are coming out with new technology, I mean, daily, weekly, yearly. So your current HVAC and water heater are, we don't even need to explain to you how old the technology, the energy efficiency there. So we want to just start the conversation with, A, we love that you're thinking ahead because this most likely would result in, you know, having to, if your HVAC is completely down and it's in the summertime, those are going to be some difficult conversations to A, have with your guest. B, you might run into extremely busy HVAC companies during that high season. But so the energy efficiency there, you might be spending so much money on your energy bills just because the actual equipment is inefficient. So we actually want to start with that over even refunding guests. It's kind of like, what does that math look like on how much you could be spending on the water heater and the HVAC just being old and not being energy efficient? So could be costing you more in your energy bills there.
Well, and no one talks about, okay, yes, you have to refund the guest and now they aren't comfortable in your space during high season. But what were you doing when they called you? Mm-hmm. Right? Are you on vacation? Are you at dinner with your family who came in from, you know, some states or another country? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's
Are you at work in a very important meeting? We a lot of times don't talk about the precious time and worry for hosts, because there's a part we could say, you know, knee-jerk reactions like, I'll risk it, you know, like, you know, we do that with some things, and it's like
calculated risk.
Yeah, calculated risk. But it's like, oh man, it compounds of like, your guest is uncomfortable. Who knows if it's one guest, two guests, how many people are there, how many reservations is it going to be? Also, you know, like Sarah just said, what's going on in your personal and work life when and if this happens? So thinking ahead there, and here's the deal. HVAC and water heater, these are two backbone things of your property. So it's not like, hey, you're wondering if you should put in a pickleball court or maybe, you know, put in a basketball court. These are things that are integral to the home. So these aren't ever going to be bad investments, you know, as far as upgrades. Now, and we're not, we understand these are you just purchased the home. You're probably just purchasing your furnishing. So we do not take it lightly that this is an investment. Here's another key thing of like, you have no idea how that previous homeowner, what that past maintenance history is, if they were well taken care of. I mean, maybe your previous homeowner gave you all of their records of every time they had it serviced. But that's the problem too with something so old. You really have no idea. You can't run a Carfax on like your HVAC or your water heater.
Good idea.
Oh no, Sarah wants the Carfax on the HVAC. That comes from her husband wanting to know the history.
So, okay, you asked about the risk versus reward versus a middle ground. So if you wait until they fail, it could leave you with energy costs that, you know, you're from using the older appliances, like Annette said, last minute high prices, guest disruptions, and potentially bad reviews that are hard to come back from. If you're proactive about it, obviously you can schedule upgrades, take advantage of potential rebates, tax credits, ensure everything is up to date without surprising failures. And often when you buy a new, at least furnace or water heater, if you buy it with a company, it might have, it might obviously a warranty, and it might come with a monthly service.
Yep.
A part of it or a small subscription. And sometimes for short-term rentals, depending on if you are handy or your partner's handy, and if you're not, investing in something like that where you are a priority from other customers is nice to have. But then maybe there, and then I were talking about like a middle ground for you. So you mentioned the furnace, the water heater, and appliances. So the most expensive thing is going to be the furnace. And that's a pretty big impact of the installation. Isn't honestly, it's not that quick. Like, you're right, you've got to like decide what furnace you want. You've got to get it installed. It's a pretty big piece of equipment to get in, right? Like all that kind of good stuff. So if you have the finances for it, I would prioritize replacing that. And then the water heater isn't as expensive. So maybe that comes second once you recoup the furnace, as long as you haven't told us this, Julia, but have you gotten them inspected and right. What did the technician say?
Right. That's like step one. You're going to need to do that anyway. So that's the thing, is like reaching out to who's going to be the company that you're going to have service your equipment no matter what.
Right.
So all of this work is worth it. So that's like first step two is, has it been looked at recently? Get somebody out there, try to see what the best company is going to be. There's a lot of like baseline work that can be done that, again, is going to be an investment, a good investment in your future.
And I can tell you this, kitchen appliances, stoves, fridge, dishwashers, even if you buy it new, it might die on you. So with that, you can go a little cray like I have in the past and just have backup. Not a backup full-size fridge or a backup full-size oven or anything like that, but like mini backup mini fridge, backup mini freezer. But it's tough. Like if the stove goes out or the dishwasher goes out, a lot of times the ones that you want aren't in stock. So you're going to have to wait. But I feel like a refund on a dishwasher, the experience of not having a dishwasher or the experience of not having a stove, you get them out to dinner, is very different than being uncomfortable with it being super hot in your property because, the AC doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I'm just the lesser of all the evils here. So I guess what I'm saying to you is like, I would invest in the furnace and the water heater before I would invest in the new kitchen appliances, but maybe have some backups or a plan for what happens if they were to go out on you. Because that's a lot of money if you replace all three of these by this summer. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, right?
So that's I'm actually going to get my personal opinion, not the cumulative
collective?
TFE. I would definitely just get the inspection and get some feedback from the expert that comes out. I would also do some of your own research. What is the make and model? Go online, see what people are saying about it. Is it lasting forever? Is there a lot of repairs? Like what's going on with it? But I would just do that baseline of getting them inspected, getting that relationship going with the company, getting some quotes and seeing really what it's going to be. Because it might be, hey, it's not this year, but you're planning for it next year and you've already got everything dialed in.
Yeah. I do that too. But I would just get in your brain, Julia, that you're going to have to replace this for us.
And then we did talk about tank versus tankless. Would she want to do tankless? Is everything tankless now? See, I don't even know.
No, you can get a full tank water heater. There are a lot of benefits with tankless.
I want to keep repeating this over and over again because I am just, it's really something that's been eye-opening for me this year is our chat with Proper and how water damage is the number one claim. So this is for everybody out there. If you can get any sort of device that can let you know if there's water in your home, please do that. That is like, we are just hearing that over and over again that, you know, it's not the parties. It's not other things. It's water damage is the number one claim for short-term rentals. So again, if you know you have an old water heater, if you know you've got some old pipes, get some sort of water monitoring device in there. And then two, just maybe have a neighbor on the lookout, especially during those colder seasons, someone popping in. But and then look at your insurance policy, too.
With that, I am Sarah Kerr King.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Have Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.